Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jeff Rabulet. Batting third. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting sixth. The DH, Pete Incaviglia. Batting seventh. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Kamieniecki. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Jeff Rabulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabulet hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mouton. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Mouton steals second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron takes first base on ball four. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamieniecki fires to first and picks off Cameron. Two outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Kamieniecki covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles strikes out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham bunts towards third. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule strikes out. Fabregas drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rabule out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro is hit by the pitch. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Palmeiro moves to second. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 0 for 1 in the game. Incaviglia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mudin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mudin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fabregas hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kamieniecki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rabule hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 0 for 2 in the game. Incaviglia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Durham reaches second base with a double. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mouton hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cameron hits a line drive towards third. Ripken catches it and throws to first to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabiule is 0 for 3 in the game. Rabiule hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Palmeiro hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 2 in the game. Fabregas hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0 for 2 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hammonds strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar pinch hits for Pete Incaviglia. Tony Castillo now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 3 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Armando Benitez now pitching. Darren Lewis pinch hits for Lyle Mouton. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis bunts towards third. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Durham moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0-for-4 in the game. Rabule bunts in front of the plate. Fabregas fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to second. One out. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Palmeiro is walked intentionally. Tony Tarasco pinch hits for Jeffrey Hammonds. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Palmeiro moves to second. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Tarasco now playing right field. Terry Matthews now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cameron strikes out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-3 in the game. Fabregas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0-for-3 in the game. Snopek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Fabregas moves to second. Randy Myers now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-4 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Surhoff moves to third. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Anderson is walked intentionally. Bordick moves to second. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0-for-4 in the game. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hoyles for a passed ball. Martinez moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis bunts towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to third. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell is walked intentionally. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-4 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Bell moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.